Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
In 15 minutes, what's going on here? So it came to 5:02 and I said to my daughter, I said, there's something really
wrong here.
You know, still not open. So I decided in my infinite wisdom to make a move. And I got down the road, literally down the road, and at 7:03, my phone rings. So I picked up the phone and I says, hello. She says, oh, hi, Mike. Just checking you're on the way. I said, well, actually, I've just left. So, you know, I've been sat outside since 6:30 and the place is all padlocked up. Padlocked up, she said. We don't have a padlock. I said, yes, on the gates.
We don't have gates.
She said, we don't have gates. I said, but I've been sat outside the place of padlocked gates. She said, well, what church have you gone to, Mike? I said, well, Pontygwaith Spiritualist Church. She said, no, Michael, you're supposed to be in Pontywine Spiritualist Church. You know, they sound so familiar, don't they? But they're about an hour apart from each other.
So do you manage? Zip the other one.
I did. I said, I'll be there in about half an hour. Bear with me, but I will be there. So I drives down there, you know, gets there.
Apologize.
And, oh, apologies. You wouldn't believe. The church is packed. It's packed. It was turning people away at the door because they couldn't fit them in there. And, well, I was embarrassed, you know. And the first thing I said was, better late than never,
yeah.
You know. And you know, the nights went perfect. You know, I couldn't ask for much more than to have a perfect night. But, Lee,
look forward
the 16th of November, let's not make that the wrong place.
Exactly.
You know where you are.
Look good after me. Look good after me, but, you know.
Well, there's plenty more venues coming up, and I will talk to you as they are coming, because you know there's lots that I'm doing myself. But that's the one with Lee Gameson, 16th of November. Or just drop me an email. You can email me if you go over to MikeSpirit.fm, if you're listening on Blog Talk. Come over to MikeSpirit.fm, and you'll be able to email me there. Or if you go into the host page, you will see a little email icon next to my picture. Press the email and send me an email there. But I know that we've got quite a few people online here, Lee. So quickly, do you want to tell us a little bit about how you become a medium?
Well, it all started, I'm trying to think now, a couple of years ago. And obviously, I didn't believe in this myself. And people need their own proof. I just started seeing things and went to a lovely lady called Rhiannon Smith. And she gave me a lovely reading, and then she explained things to me.
Okay.
And then I sat in her circle for a while.
So this is where the birth, if you like, of Lee Gameson started, isn't it?
Yeah, it started, and then she trained me for, I think it's about maybe 2 or 3 years, I think, altogether.
Yeah.
And then started from there, really, and then started doing churches and things, and so I still do churches.
As you do.
And I enjoy every minute of it, you know.
Well, you know, it's always nice to hear, Lee, because, you know, it's exactly the way that I started, you know, going to a local spiritualist church for a little bit of guidance, a bit of development.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as you say, you start working a few churches, into a few specials, and it's always nice. And do you remember the first special you ever done?
Yeah, I could hardly talk. My mouth and that dry, I can't get my words out.
Yeah, it's always an honour, isn't it, to be asked to do a special. You know, I remember the first time I was asked to do a special, I was like, what's one of them?
I know.
And he said, well, it's a 2 hour.
Yeah.
So, well, I do an hour anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between 2 hours? She said, well, that's what makes it special, Michael.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we'll do a 2 hour. And, you know, as I said, it was an honor to be asked to do that. And, you know, from there, things have developed on with myself. And I'm sure as they with yourself, you know, you a specialist is a second nature now, isn't it? You know, and to be working in theaters and big demonstrations is absolutely wonderful. I know I've got a big demonstration coming up. I say big because it's big because it's another charity night, and it's down in Milford Haven, which is down in Alford West. And that's for Latch and Children's Cancer of Wales. I'm really looking forward to doing that. And I will get some more dates for you just a little bit later on in the show. But Lee Gameson, you're more than welcome to be on the show. Always a pleasure to have you here. I know a sneaky little thing I'm going to tell all my listeners. You might hear a little bit more of Lee coming up on MikeSpirit.fm very, very, very soon. So we'll wait for that news, Lee. We're not going to spread anything yet because it becomes a little bit like Chinese whisper, doesn't it, you know? But no, keep listening. Keep being tuned in here to MikeSpirit.fm or even in Blog Talk Radio, whichever way you're listening, you're more than welcome. I'm your host, Mike Davis, along with Lee Gameson. I know that we have to go to a commercial break right now. And when we do come back, we'll be taking your calls, whether it's just a question or a reading that you was looking for. We'll be taking your calls. And the number you need to call in on, if you want to call in, it's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling outside of the USA, you need to dial first 001 and then 760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On MikeSpirit.fm for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, welcome back. We've just tuned in. You're welcome. You're listening to me, your host, Mike Davis, along with my guest, Lee Gameson. I did just say before we went to that commercial break that I will get you some more dates. And I have, surely, that, you know, the angels have just flown in early with the diary. And the date for our Milford Haven venue, it's the 20th of October, which is this month. It's not long away. The 20th, and I will be at Milford Haven. If you want more information about that, then please contact me via my host page and click the email icon. And I know that we have been talking a little while here on Mike Spirit FM about the 14th of this month, which is up in Dudley. And you'd remember a great guest, Elizabeth Lee Crowther, my guest last week. In fact, Dave Williams, and the guest the week before that was Wendy Binks. And they'll know that we're all going to be there doing this demonstration. And Lee, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to, you know. They've all been hosts. And actually, they all host their own show on radios.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm looking forward to being a part of that that demonstration. But let's get on with today's show. I know that we've got Alison online. Alison, are you there with us?
Hello, yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, and welcome to Mike Spirit FM.
Thank you so much.
That's okay.
What kinds of questions are you taking today? Anything, or people from the other side, or?
Well, of what me and Lee do, let me explain to you what me and Lee actually does. We actually communicate to the spirit world, okay? So that's really our forte, if you like, is to link to the spirit world and pass on the communications that we receive.
Okay.
So if we do that for you?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, that sounds great. It sounds terrific.
Okay, well, I'm going to start off with you here, Alison, okay? Bear with me a second.
Okay.
Okay, Alison, I know I'm aware of a lady here, first of all, that wants to communicate to you with yourself, and I know that this lady would link to your mum's side of your family because I know that she feels she ties towards my mum's side. Okay, and I know as I'm aware of this lady, I want to say to you that you would be quite a well-built lady, quite rounded. Okay, I know that I'm looking at her features, and she's quite round in her features before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she makes me aware that she would have been quite ill prior to her passing, because I'm aware that my body gave up on me long before she ever did. So I know that that she would have suffered towards the end of her life. I believe that this could be like your mum, as I'm connecting you with her, because I'm feeling that she's that close there to you there, Alison. Does that make sense there to you?
This is not... my mother is still here, but that sounds like that could be my maternal grandmother.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
See, my mother, my mother's still here.
Okay, because sometimes, see, they come that close, and, you know, mums can be grandmothers and so on and so forth. So I'm quite happy with that, because I know that she comes quite close around my vibration, and she tells me that, you know, the more that she's been around your life, there's been quite a bit of comings and goings, if you like, okay? There's been lots happening in your life of late. Is that right?
Yes.
And if I say to you that... you are very much aware of the spirit world yourself. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes, I understand that, yes.
Because she says to me that you are aware of the spirit world. Do you understand of how they can communicate? So I would even go as far as saying that you do communicate in some kind of way yourself. I'm not saying that you can do what I'm doing right now, but you are able to communicate in some kind of way yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I have very strong mediumistic abilities.
There we are. Okay. And if I said that to you, Alison, at the moment, that of where your abilities are at the minute, it's almost as if I'm struggling a little bit with them. So not me personally, but yourself, that you find it a bit of a struggle at the moment. Is that right?
My life is very much a struggle right now. Yes.
Okay. Because I know I want to talk to you about struggling, and it's almost as if I want to say that to you that, you know, instead of struggling on, allow the spirit world to come forward and to assist you of where it's needed, because I know that that there's lots of difficulties, okay? And I know that you're asking the spirit world to come close to you and to give you some guidance, give you some help with this. And it's like, if I want to say that to you from this lady, that we are very much around your vibration, that we are hearing everything that you have to say, but... you know, sometimes that you, instead of trying to consider everyone else, it's about time that you started considering yourself right now. Does that make sense there, Joe?
Yes, right now things are pretty thick. I'm trying to get my life really back together. I support myself, I'm on my own, so, and yeah. I have been for decades, so it's not like, but yeah, things are just so, have been so bleak and so not good for such a long time. My life is a total mess. It really, really is. I'm trying to fix it, but it's a disaster. It's a train wreck.
Okay, well, I know that this lady is very close on your vibration. I know that she wants me to be and say that that the more that they try and communicate, the closer that they are becoming there to you. And if I said to you that you've been that you've been noticing things happening around your home of late, that would make sense there to you, wouldn't it?
Things around my home? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
What I mean by that is just there's some kind of things happening, like either things are moving around your home, or there's like things...
Things went from in a very short time, just in about 2 months, went from I just moved into this I'm renting a room in a house, and it went from being okay to being very bad very fast, and I'm in 2 short months, and I'm getting ready to move now. In fact, I have to move. In fact, I've been told I must move. I've been told move. You're moving. Like I've been told by my roommates, you're moving, you're leaving. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say to you that you're moving. I'm not saying that you're not, okay? But I know I want to say to you that there's something to do with things moving in your home as well, okay? And it's just the spirit world saying way of saying that they're connecting there with you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I know I need to talk to you about giving you a bit of hope as well, because I know that that's why I'm looking at you, because she says, tell her that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And whatever is this thing that you're trying to sort out, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, don't give up, because I know that there's a lot more for you to do just yet, okay? That would make sense there too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the hope, but I would like to think that there is. but I'm not sure yet.
Okay,
things have been so dark for such a long. Yeah, things have been so dark for such a long time, and I've tried to move on with my life in such a. It's been very hopeless, very despairing, a lot of desperation in my life, a lot of fight to survive, just to survive.
Okay, Alison, I know I have to push on you, okay? Just know that the spirit will are around you, okay? Trying to do their best to make sure that things are going quite well in your life. I want you to kind of just move forward, okay? But I know I need to leave you there and say to you, instead of thinking of the negative, let's start understanding and let's start working on the positive, because I know that there is lots of positive things in your life. And I feel that's what I need to talk to you about, the positivity instead of the negativity, if that makes sense. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, and I am very, very grateful and very aware of that every day. I do a lot of gratitude, a lot of awareness and gratitude and gratefulness and thank yous to the universe, very much so.
Good, good. Okay, well, thank you for calling Alison. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Remember, if you come over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now, bye. Okay, and I do believe that we have Kathy online next. Kathy, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kathy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all ours. And now I'm going to hand you over to my amazing guest, and he is amazing, and it's Lee Gameson. Lee?
Hello there, young lady. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. How are you, Kathy? All right?
I am. I have a couple concerns, but I'm...
That's fine. I'm willing to listen. That's okay, yeah. Don't tell me nothing a minute now. I got a lovely lady with me now at the moment, right? And as she comes quite close, I feel prior to her passing, I feel as if she had lung problems, right? I feel as if I can't get my breath, right? And she did suffer for a while, right, before she went over. Do you understand that at the moment, please?
The only one that I can relate to that is my mother-in-law who just passed on August 31st of this year.
That's fine. Don't tell me. That's fine. And also that the other thing I had when Mike was working with a lovely lady earlier, that, you know, have you had trouble with your foot at the moment, please?
No, I don't have trouble with my feet. It's my back and hands.
Ah, right.
No,
that's right.
No problems with my feet.
And no one else around you have hurt their foot or nothing wrong with their foot. And this lady did not. No one else have had trouble with their foot. And you know the lady I'm talking to, she didn't have trouble with her foot, did she?
Oh, yeah, she had lots of trouble with her foot. She had diabetes.
That's fine. And the other thing she's talking about as well, I don't know what's going on in your life, right? But she's telling me to tell you that you've got to keep going forward, she's saying, right? Because I don't know whether you've been pushed back on situations or you feel as if like you're getting quite frustrated with things, but she's telling me that there is more light coming, but at the moment there's a lot of dark clouds around you. Do you understand that bit?
Yes, absolutely.
But she's telling me to tell you that, because this lady I'm talking to, she's a very strong-willed lady. She wouldn't give up on things.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know you said it was your mother-in-law, right? But she's a very strong little lady, and she's telling me to tell you that she knows there's been a few tears, and she knows that you think that you can't get out of situations, but she's telling me that things will get better. Unfortunately, I can't tell the future, but she's telling me that things will get better. And also that, you know, when this lady passed away, you just missed her passing, didn't you?
I just missed what? I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry. You know when she passed away, the spirit? You just missed her passing, did you? When she died, you wasn't there, was you?
Yes. I just missed it.
That's right. That's okay. That's what she said. You just missed it. And also, we're in October now. What's the October connection to you? Passing, anniversary, celebration.
October. October. And not with her.
Nothing
with my family, but not with her.
Well, that's okay. She's telling me you mention October. And I feel quite, I don't know why, but I feel
that's
quite...
That's my mom's birthday.
Oh, that's fine. I just feel quite excited. Do you understand that bit? So that's a good thing. I feel excited about it. That makes sense. Right? Yes, come and show me. And you're having trouble relaxing as well, she's saying. You don't, I don't know whether you don't sleep or whether you don't relax, whether it's because of things that have been going on, but she's telling me that you need to relax a bit and get more time for yourself. Do you understand that bit?
I do.
That's fine. Yeah. Easier said than done, mind, because, you know, when we got things going on, it's hard, isn't it? But she's telling me to tell you that you need to relax a bit more. Do you understand that?
I do.
That's fine. And also that, come on, friend, a bit more. Right, thank you. And also that I got a lovely gentleman now with you as well, right? Now, as this man comes quite close, he's quite, come on, quite slim in the body, right? He's about 5'9". And also that, yes, thank you. I feel his passing, come on, right, thank you. It feels as if he had problems with his stomach before he went over. And also that, oh, thank you. It feels as if he had cancer before he went over. Do you understand that bit?
Yes, that would probably be my my dad, whom I really need to speak to about his son, and that he had cancer in, he lost a kidney 20 years ago, and then he got cancer in the last kidney and then passed on.
Yeah, that's all right. Lovely man, mind. Quite a, you know, very smart gentleman.
Lovely.
Yeah, yeah, lovely gentleman. And also that...
Very gentleman.
Like he was
very,
the kind
very
of man,
few are like him.
Yeah, kind of man that would talk to anyone. Do you understand that bit? Pass the time with any man. Do you understand? Talk,
yes.
You know, if you see him in the street, you would pass the time away. Do you understand that bit?
Yes, absolutely.
He's telling me to tell me he's aware of the situations. But at the moment, mind, there's, in a nice way, there's not a lot more that you can do at the moment, is there? On Earth plane. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, like the situation you just talked about?
Yes.
There's, like, there's...
Can you ask him one thing for me, please?
Yeah?
Can you ask him one more thing for me, please, or see what you can get from him?
That's fine. Carry on.
His only son. I mean, he is my biological father, but his only son is in a lot of trouble, and he's not communicating with the family anything. And I've been trying to dig deep to try to find out what kind of trouble he's in, and it's supposedly a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Can he give me any insight on what I can do to help him?
Right.
Or if he sees something that I don't.
Yeah. The thing is, I can't tell.
I mean, there's mugshots of him. I mean,
yeah.
He's in trouble.
Yeah. And the thing is, I can't tell. Thing is, I can't tell the future. Do you know what I mean? And like he said in the beginning, I don't think you can do a lot more, whatever it is. Does that make sense?
It's always difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when we ask questions like this, because, you know, Kathy, you know, when we link to the spirit world, you know, it's not so much that we're looking into the future. These people come close to and give us the guidance and help. But if it is his only son is not communicating, know that, you know, his dad will do what he can do from the other side of life to help that condition and help that situation. Is this thing that he's doing is like a little bit of, like, I want to say illegal?
Yes.
See, because I know that he makes a way of illegal.
Yeah, and I can't tell.
See, and see, the more it's illegal, I feel as if
well,
I need to say to you,
what
if,
we're
you
getting
know,
is that it's illegal, but we can't get confirmation on anything.
Yeah, okay. See, and it's always difficult then, isn't it, there, Kathy? But, you know, be rest assured that the spirit world will always do what they can do to make sure that things are right there, okay? I believe that he will communicate in time, but first things first, he has to go through this thing that he has to go through first. So I don't know if there's like a courts or anything. You know, I don't want to get into any involvement that way. But
no.
I certainly feel that he kind of needs a shock. And when that shock comes, it will be what's right. Okay, and I believe that when he has that shock, then communication will be made there. And I know that his dad in the spirit world will certainly come forward and help the situation. Okay, does that help you a bit?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Kathy, for calling.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you can have a copy of that reading there, Mark. I was a little bit later on today, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
And
thank
you. Bye now. Okay, I do believe that we have Gigi online next. Gigi, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Do you need my birth name or?
No. Well, you can give it to me if you want to. Rather than me calling you Gigi.
That's fine. Anyone will do for me as well. It's fine.
And what was your birth name? I didn't catch that.
Yes, it was Gigi. I called in with the name Gigi, and Georgette is my real name.
Okay, I think we'll stick with Gigi. That's a bit easier.
See, there you go.
Actually, Welsh people over here, you know, sometimes we have a bit of difficulties pronouncing things. But I can manage Georgina, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, I can just all manage that. But
nice
we'll stick with Gigi. Okay, Gigi, let me make my link to the spirit world here. Was that the reason that you called in for first?
My name?
No. The reason that you called in for, it was for a reading.
I would definitely like a reading. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, Gigi, then bear me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world here, because I know that first things first, I'm aware of a gentleman that makes his link here. I mean, I know that this gentleman would tie... I feel in your family, I feel more of a pull towards your dad's side a minute as I'm linking with this gentleman.
Okay.
I know I want to say to you that before he passed, he makes you aware of his chest was very tight. I know my breathing is very laboured here with him. I feel as if I want to stop, and keep catching my breath. Like, every few minutes here, I feel, okay? So I know that this would have been a condition that he would have carried for some time, and I believe that as he carried this condition, it would have went on for quite some time of when he was here with us. Now, I do believe that there was certainly a connection to do with the hospitals that was made for him this. I know that there's a hospital connection with this man of when he was here with us, but I feel that, in his wisdom that, I don't need the hospitals. I don't need anything.
Right.
I just need be myself, okay?
Correct.
Everybody just leave me alone, and I feel that's the way he comes forward here. Just leave me be, I'm okay. Because he seems to be as if he doesn't want anybody to make a fuss with him, because he didn't like people fussing around him, he's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand who I'm with, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Good, because I know that he links quite close here to you, and see, the closer that he comes around your vibration, I certainly feel as if I want to say there to you, Gigi, that... it's the inspiration he's come to kind of give you. So I know that he wants me to talk to you about spiritism and about life after death. And, I want to say to you that it kind of fascinates you, doesn't it?
Yes.
And you would like to know more about it, is that right?
Yeah, I think about it a lot.
Good. Okay, because, the more that you think about it, the closer these people are connecting there with you, because... see, those thoughts are living things, and they're able to communicate with that. Now, if I said that you, Gigi, that your sleep pattern hasn't been right of late, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
And see, he keeps telling me that, God, if you had a night like I had last night, all I'd done all night was wake and sleep, all night long. And I feel that's what I want to put around you, that you've been like having cat naps of late. Is that right?
Yeah, I've had my weeks where that seems to be the pattern.
Okay. See, because it's his way of proving to you that he's around your vibration. I'm not saying that he's spying on you, mind you, Gigi. Please don't get me wrong.
No. I love it.
Good. Okay. Well, I know that he's certainly around your life. And, he just wants me to say to you that he's not going anywhere. He's going to stay there with you because he feels the need to stay with you. Because would I be right in saying that there's a celebration that's coming up at the moment?
I don't know of any celebration, but I would like to do some celebrating.
okay, because I want to put out the party hat here and just say that you're about celebrating, okay? then let me get it right then, because he talks to me about celebration. Okay, we've just gone into October now, haven't we? Okay.
Yes.
And if I look more towards the mid part of this month, somewhere around the 17th must be important there too. So it would either mean a birthday or a passing or an anniversary of some sort around the 17th of this month.
No, I don't know of anything.
Okay, well, can you just remember I've said that to you?
Yes,
because he keeps repeating it's a celebration and he wants me to pull out the party hat, okay, and I just want to start. I'm not going to start dancing. Trust me, Lee'd have a fit by the side of you. He really would.
Well, no, I can only hope that that means that I moved into my new place and I'll be inviting people over to celebrate in it for the first time.
Well, I hope we got an invitation, Lee. I really
do.
It'd
be nice, wouldn't it?
Because I know that there's a mood for celebration. So, you know, if that's something that you're kind of looking forward to, well, then know that this gentleman is perfectly well aware of the things that's going in your vibration and in your life, okay? Now, he feels that the need that he needs to prove to you a little bit more that he's been in your life, because he says to me there, don't let them get you down. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Because I know that there's been a few people around you that's been trying to pull you down, and I wanted to say to you, don't let them, because, you know, in your character, you're such a bubbly kind of a person. Don't let nobody pull you down, because it's a need for you to be yourself, okay? And that's what I want to talk to you about. Be yourself, and I'm sure that things will come together, because this gentleman's come around your life to prove to you that he's there, and he wants you to know that things will come together, but all when the time is right, okay? Now, I know you just said about moving into a new home. Did it fall through once before then?
Not really. I thought that there were several places that I was going to follow through with the plans, and then found out that really wasn't feeling right for me. So it's between money and the right vibration, and I have less than a week to find it.
Okay. Well, I know, Gigi, that, you know, as I said, I want to talk to you about a celebration. So if it is going to happen within a week, then, you know, all well and good. But I know I want to say to you that it's almost like as if I have the feeling that I was going to go before, but it didn't happen. So, you know, which you understand, which is perfect, okay?
Yes.
Know that this gentleman is very close around your life. Know that he's very much around your vibration. Bear with me one second.
Can I talk to you?
Lee wants to come in there and talk to you.
Okay, all right.
Go on then, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
I am sorry for butting in. Can I just mention one thing before Mike leaves you?
Sure.
Do you understand a lady who had, I feel she had like a stroke or a head condition before she passed over?
A stroke or a what condition?
Something wrong with her head, like a stroke or a head condition.
I know a gentleman who had something wrong with his head, but I'm wondering if my grandmother had a stroke. Not sure.
That's okay. And the other thing she showed me as well, this means, have you just washed your hands with the situation?
I'm sorry?
Have you just washed your hands, like sorted the situation out, like fine. Okay. Don't tell me what it is. She just, usually, whatever that is, she's quite pleased with it, whatever you've done. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does.
So whatever it is, I don't know whether you doubted yourself on it, but she gives me a really good feeling, whatever you've done.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely does.
That's fine. And she's such a loving lady, right? I don't know where you are or what, but I just feel so excited about it.
Thank you.
Okay. Gigi, we have to move on because I know that we've got a full switchboard here.
That's okay. I do apologize about the name, Mike.
No problem, Lee, because the next call is right for you. Gigi, take the love of the spirit. Well, know that they're very close around you. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
And he is bringing that perfect place, in other words, helping me with that. Is that correct?
As I said, you know, the spirit will always help us with what's needed there for us. Maybe not what we want, mind, but what's needed.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, I do believe that we have Rachel online next. Rachel, are you there with us?
I am, yeah.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in here for, Rachel? Was it a reading you was looking for, or was it some guidance? Or?
It was a reading.
A reading. Okay, well, I'm going to pass you over to my guest. And Lee, are you okay there?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you, Mike.
Over to you.
How are you, Rachel?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Right, come on in. Right, thank you. Right, thank you. I got a lot of ladies tonight, haven't I? Oh, that sounds awful. I got a lovely lady now with me, right? As she comes quite close, this lady, I feel, age-wise, I feel old. Right, thank you. I can't give you an age a minute, but I feel her legs don't feel right, prior to her passes, and also that her chest and her stomach doesn't feel right, and I feel she lost a lot of weight before she went over. Does that make sense to you first, please?
Possibly.
That's fine, that's okay, come on, a bit more. Yes, thank you. And also that she doesn't feel a young lady mind, if you don't mind me saying, and I feel, I would say late 60s, maybe early 70s. Also, when she passed the spirit, I feel as if, it feels as if she went through a rough time before she went over, and it does feel, like I said, she did lose a lot of weight mind. Do you understand that bit, right? And also that, 1, 2, 3, 4, when she passed, I can see about four or five people with her when she passed away. Do you understand that bit?
I think so. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Come on, people. Right. Thank you. Yes, I will. And what's the August connection?
August.
Birthday, anniversary, celebration.
Relating to the person I have in mind, there isn't one.
That's okay. And nothing around you in August?
The only thing I can think of is my birthday, the 31st of July.
Oh, she wants you to mention... Oh, no, it's July. No, August, she said.
No.
That's okay. Just will you hold that for me and ask about that August time? Because she didn't say July, she said August.
No, I really can't think of anything in August.
That's okay, that's right. Just hold that for me, right? Asked about that, right? Right, come on, a bit more. And also that, come on, what's in your life now? Right, thank you. Right, okay, yes, I will. So in your life now then, right, you've been a little bit not 100% on things then. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't want to know what's going on, but she's telling me you haven't been 100%, right? But whatever that is, though, you know, whatever that situation is then, right? You balls more when you were caught now, innit? Does that make sense?
Sorry, I misheard you then.
Oh, sorry, the ball is more when you were caught now, so you're in a bit more control of things now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's fine, that's right. But she's telling me to tell you, look, that you've got to be a bit stronger now to sort things out, she's saying. Do you understand that bit?
Yeah.
But she's a very... Her personality is quite straight-minded, this lady.
Yeah, that'd be right.
That's fine, that's all right, because she wouldn't... She's a bit like... no disrespect to my mum, but my mum's quite straight, and she's a bit like my mum. She'd tell you straight, like, do you understand that bit?
Yeah.
Right? She's telling me that whatever the situation is, you can sort it out, but you've got to be a bit strong, she's saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it's up to you now what you do, mind, because I'm only passing things on. That makes sense, right? And also... Come on, a bit more now. She's also telling me to tell you as well that I know rings are quite popular and jewellery is quite popular, but who got this lady's ring then?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Were you?
No.
Because she left.
Oh, no, I did a ring.
Oh, that's fine. That's all right. That's fine. That's all right. She wants to mention a ring, right? Like, a bit more. And also that, come on, you dream quite a lot, do you?
Do I dream quite a lot?
Yeah, do you dream about this lady, or do you have dreams about people who passed over, do you?
Not about this lady.
But other people, is there? She's on about dreams.
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. She wants to be resting dreams, right? Yes, come on, show me. And who's the gentleman who's quite the well-built man that went quite sudden? He wasn't ill. He passed the spirit quite sudden.
I don't know anyone. The only person I know that's passed suddenly was a lady, not a man.
Oh, no, I got a man. I have. He's about 5'11", but quite broad man.
No, I'm not sure.
Not sure. Oh, come on, friend, a bit more. Yes, thank you. Okay, well, you have to ask about him. And he got like, come on, what's that? Well, thank you. Oh, he's a bit roundish in the face, like, oh, you haven't seen me, have you looked at me? He's a bit roundish in the face like me, yes, but he wasn't ill, he went a bit sudden, he did.
No, sorry, no.
That's all right, he's here as well, but you have to ask about him, but I feel it was his chest that took him over, see, but he wasn't a lady, I got a man and the first lady I got. That's right, come on a bit more. And the first lady's telling me, so like she said, you've got to be quite straight, and she's telling me that your tears are drying up, she's saying. But you're still having one or two as well, she's saying, and does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're still having a few more tears, but they're not as bad as they was. Do you understand that bit? But she's telling me that they will get better, but like she said, whatever's gone on, it's coming a bit more in your direction now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right, and also that, right, come on a bit more. Well, you know, today now, you've been sorting the kitchen out, have you? Sorting the cupboards out?
No, not particularly, no.
All right. Why don't you show me all the cupboards being sorted?
No, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. That's fine. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with your kitchen cupboards, is there?
No.
I don't know what she's showing me that for. She just showed me all these cupboards being. Unless you're having a new kitchen here, which is nice, but.
No, some of them are a bit iffy, but I've not been sorting them out or anything.
Oh, that's all right. Unless he's, I don't know what she showed me that for, but strange thing to show me mine, but she showed me kitchen things. Well, that's all she means, but that's what she showed me. Right, come on, a bit more. Right, okay, yes, well, thank you. And also that, come on, and who's, I never get names, very rare, but who's Matthew?
No, I don't know, Matthew.
Don't know, no, I very rare get names, but hold on to that. Will you check on those things, though, one or two things, the August and Maravio?
Yeah. Yeah, but definitely.
Check, but I know you've had a few tears, but like I said, she's a very straight lady, and she said things will definitely get better and the tears will dry up, but she's telling me you've got to be a bit more firm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But thank you very much. And I don't know, check on the gentleman, mind, but it wasn't the lady, unfortunately. I had a man that went quite sudden. But,
right, okay.
But thank you very much. But,
no, thank you.
No, that's fine. Well, thank you very much for calling SQR.
Well, thank you very much.
Mike Spirit Radio on MikeSpirit.fm. And remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today. And thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay. And, you know, Leo, I'm in the chat room here of Blog Talk Radio, and somebody wants me to say a certain word. It's gone up a little bit high now, and let me just tell you who this person is. It's some psychic Christine Matthews would love for me to say the word donkey. I don't know why. I'm quite curious to why Christine Matthews wants me to say donkey, but there we are, I said it twice. Donkey, three times. Okay, let's move on from donkeys and everything else, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Shelley online. Shelley, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi, and how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing very well, except about talking about donkeys, and I don't know why I'm talking about donkeys. But, you know, Matthews obviously likes me talking about donkeys for some reason. Shelley, what was the reason that you called in for here?
I just wanted a reading, see if you had a message for me from the spirit world.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to make my link to the spirit world here. Okay, Shelley, now I know I've got a lady here. I feel like Lee now going on about ladies all the time. I know I've got a lady here that connects, okay, and I know that this lady would connect to your family. She makes me feel as if I want to say, like, mum, because I know that she's quite close here to you. I know that this lady would have suffered towards the end of her life. I know that she's confined, she's restricted, because I know as I'm seeing her, she sat down. And she makes me aware, she sat down there, please, that that's the way she would have spent the latter part of her life when she was US. I know that she's sat down, she's restricted. I know as well as I'm looking at this lady, she makes me feel as if I want to say she should have lost a little bit of weight before she passed as well, because I know I seem to be starting to slim down towards the end of my life here. Now, I know she also talks to me about lots of medication. And as I'm talking about medication, you'd understand who I'm talking about there, wouldn't you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, let me talk to you about, let me have a little bit more about this lady. If she's not your mum, she must be like your grandmother, because I know that's the area I need to find her, okay? And see, as she connects you with me, I want to see to you that her legs give her a lot of trouble as well, because then I want to put my feet up. And I do believe that's the way she would have spent the latter part of her life, is that she sat in this chair, she got her legs up because they're swelling. She tells me that she had problems to do with her stomach. So whether it's like a cancerous kind of a condition this lady had, I don't know, but certainly something to do with her stomach. It's a problem with it. Do you understand of her now?
That's possible. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. Let me just go on with her, okay? And I'm sure that you'll be able to find where I am the more I go on with her, okay? Because she tells me here that she had a large family that she had to take care of, okay? And as I'm looking at the family, I feel as if I need to say that she would have been like one of eight. She would have been one of eight, okay? Do you understand of that now?
Yes.
Okay. And see, she comes close to your vibration, and I know that she, as she's close in your vibration, she says to me that she wants me to talk about you and feeling as if that there's no support for yourself at the moment. Is that right?
Not really.
Okay. Why do I want to say to you that there must be a condition in your life at the minute here, Shelley, that you feel that I need a bit more support about? Okay. Maybe that there's a little bit of a lack of support around you?
I am somewhat of a loner compared to the rest of my family.
Okay, because I know that's what I want to talk about, okay, about feeling alone. There's a little bit of lack of support. So if you are quite alone to the rest of your family, then that's fine, okay? But I know I need to say here too that, you know, instead of feeling as if, like, you are the odd one out then, there is plenty of people around you that will support you if only they were a bit closer. Okay, so I don't know if it's people need to be closer to you or something, or that there's, I don't know. But I want to say that there is people around you. Let me just give you exactly what I'm getting here, Shelley. If I said to you that there's a condition in your life that you need more support about right now.
Yes.
Okay. And if I say to you that the support that's needed, it's like, see, I can't talk about medical things because I'm not a doctor. But these things I want to talk about to you, it would be like medical. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I do believe that's the whole reason that you've called in for today, isn't it? Because I'm looking for that guide. Okay.
Yes.
See, now, as I said, I can't really talk to you about medical because you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a medium, okay? But what I want to say to you is that, you know, you must need to keep your appointments. There's a need to keep your appointments, and the more you keep your appointments, the easier it will get there for you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I know that either you've been struggling to keep your appointments, or you feel that there's like, oh, I can't be bothered no more. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does, very much so.
Okay, well, I know I want to say that you need to keep your appointments, because by keeping your appointments, it will give your mind a bit of peace of rest, because that's what I'm looking for. I want to give you peace of mind and put your mind at ease, because I know that your mind is, at the moment, working on overtime. You're worrying about everything that's going on, and your medical conditions is not helping, okay? But I know that I want to say that you need to start keeping your appointments. You need to start... instead of worrying about it, let's just go with it. And don't be afraid of checking or trying something new if there is something new that you have to try, okay? So I don't know whether that's medical or whether it's like medication or something, but I believe I want to introduce something new into your vibration here. But don't be too scared to try it, because, again, if I say to you that you're the kind of person of, oh, I don't want to try that because it's new, You don't like new things in your life. You'd rather stick to the way that you know. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know that I got to leave it there with you, Shelley. But as long as you understand of what I'm saying there, Stu, and, you know, take the love of the spirit world, because I know that there's lots of people around you. And I know that I want to say that to you that wherever these people are, okay, in your life, that they are very close, okay? Have a little bit more faith in them, okay? And once when you feel the need, call them, because they're always going to be there for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley, for calling. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and I do believe that we have online here, it's Maria. Maria, are you there with us? Hi, Maria, are you there with us?
You're so lucky.
Hello, Maria.
It was a new party. Oh, my goodness.
Maria.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Maria. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. And what was the reason that you called in for them, Maria?
Oh, lots of questions. Can you see anything, though, for me?
Let me hand you over to my host, to my guest here, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Is it a reading you wanted, yeah?
Yeah. Well, a boy question, if that's... Or love life. Anything that you can pick up on that?
Yeah, what was that? Sorry, the line broke up, Em. What did you say then? Sorry.
Sorry, I'm outside walking. Anything with relationship or boys?
Well, and I don't tell the future, unfortunately. I'm more than...
Okay. What do you see, Maria, Maria? What do you do is link to the spirit world.
Okay. I'm sorry, I could not hear you. I was just walking and I could not hear a thing. Just wondering if they have any messages for me about what's going on.
Okay. Bear with us a second.
Right.
And we'll make our link to the spirit world.
That's all right.
I could not hear you.
Right, first of all, I got a gentleman with me now, right? And this gentleman had two conditions. His chest doesn't feel right, and also his lower down, his bowels didn't feel right either before he passed over. Do you understand a gentleman like that, please?
Yes, I think so.
That's fine,
I mean, there's
that's
a few, but I think I know.
That's okay. He doesn't feel that old. Do you understand that a bit? When I say he doesn't feel old, he doesn't feel old. Do you understand that bit?
Yeah.
That's fine, that's okay. Come on, a bit more. Right,
I'm trying to go back in my memory.
That's okay, that's fine. And also that, but you know his condition lower down? That didn't take him over, did it? He didn't die with that complaint, did he?
It was part of the cause.
Yeah, that's fine. That's right.
It led to it, but...
Yeah, that's all right, that's fine. Come on, a bit more. And also that, come on, show me. I know when you asked me about earlier on if I could tell, I can't tell the future, unfortunately. But at the moment, you were in between a situation, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's all right.
How
could I put it then? I don't want you to choose the situation because I don't know what I'm talking about, right? But it's like he's telling me to tell you at the moment, it's like that, whatever this is, you like, one hand is tied to one situation, the other hand is tied, and you were a bit like, oh, I don't know what to do sort of thing. Do you understand that bit?
Yes, I did.
That's fine, that's all right. And it's causing you a bit of, I wouldn't say it's causing you like tears, but it's causing you, or like an heavy, you're feeling a bit pulled down, like, do you understand that bit?
Yeah.
Fine. And
oh, yeah.
He's telling me to tell you that, well, I'm only giving you what he's saying, but whatever the situation is, it's like that, thank you. But, you know, whatever the situation is, right, I haven't got the feeling to go with anyone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You understand that, do you?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. But whatever it is, it's just that...
the weirdest, most complicated thing.
Oh, that's right. So, yes, it does. Right? But, you know, whatever it is, it's like I feel as if I want to, like, get a new pathway for myself and, like, whatever that is, just, like, in a nice way, just, like, start fresh. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
You're probably going to have a few tears to start fresh, but that's how I feel. Do you understand that bit?
Yes.
But like I said, I can't tell the future mind, and I'm only trying to pass things on. And like, but whatever that situation is, he's telling me to tell you that you shouldn't have to like put up whatever this situation is. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because he's telling me to tell you, like, not many people would put up with the situations, whatever I'm talking about. Do you understand that bit?
Yes.
That's right. And what's the January connection?
My birthday.
Oh, that's fine. He wants you to mention January. And also that... Yes, thank you. Right, okay. I don't know. Right, and also that he's telling me to tell you as well that... Because you come quite close to starting a new pathway, but for some reason you only put one foot on it, didn't you?
Yeah.
So he's telling me, don't be frightened, because unless you start the new pathway, you've got plenty of doors to open yet, look. So whatever it is, there's a new pathway there, so don't be frightened, look. So I think you're a bit frightened to start new things, because obviously we're all frightened of the future, because I can't tell the future, and some people can, but unfortunately I can't, but... He's telling me, don't be frightened to actually start a new journey. Like, does that make sense?
Yes.
That's all right. But he's telling me to tell you that...
Yeah, I'm a big chicken.
Sorry? No, you're not a chicken.
I'm a big chicken.
But he's telling me to tell you that you're never going to know unless you try it, do you? Does that make sense? Because at the moment, whatever the situation is, you... At the moment, you're a bit tired, look, and it haven't got no better of it at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm not saying it can't get better, but at the moment, it haven't got better. Do you understand that bit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely that one.
But he's telling me to tell you that it's up to you what you want to do, like, but I think this man is giving me that push, like, so... I think 80% of you knows what to do, but that 20% of you is a bit frightened. But like I said, I can't tell you the future, and I can only give you a bit of guidance like this man is telling you, but it's up to you. But
okay.
I hope I help do it in some way, but...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry about all that noise distraction.
No, that's fine. That's all right, but thank you in a way.
Thank you for calling into MikeSpirit.fm and remembering to have a copy of that reading a little bit later on in my archives, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, I know that we have to go to a short commercial break right now, but if you want to call in, the numbers are for you to call in. It's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Hi, we are the Sweet Manics, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin? I certainly will, Rachel.
Okay, and that was the Sweet Manics, and if you was here a little bit earlier on, just half hour before my show started, which was an hour and a half ago, the iPod Shuffle show finished. So you need to be on a little bit earlier next week to listen to the girls. And I must say, you know, I love working with the girls. They are absolutely amazing. And, you know, I had the privilege to watching them girls singing live. Yep, they were so good. Looking forward to them next week. And actually, before I go to the next caller, I'm going to bring my producer in here because we have a little surprise coming up for you. So, Rob, are you there with us a minute, mate?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think now is the time to tell everybody about our surprise. Wednesday.
A Wednesday, yeah. Well, it looks like we're going to be doing another show on Wednesday. Actually, I'm going to be part of it, and Captain Quincy, Mike.
Quincy?
What did I say?
No, you said it right. Okay. And the Sweet Manics are going to be joining us as well. It's going an all-host radio show for yourselves.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's going to be, you know, you can call in because I'm going to be there. You can have your readings. There's going to be lots of music because of, obviously, the captain, the Sweet Manics, and with you yourself, Rob. So can't wait till Wednesday. And that's going to be at 10 o'clock UK time, which is on Eastern time, Rob?
10 o'clock, that'd be 5 o'clock. I think my 5 o'clock my time, right?
That's right, 5 o'clock, and that's Eastern Standard Time. Or it would even be a little bit earlier than that on Pacific Standard Time. Let me just quickly work this out.
3 hours behind us, Mike.
3 hours behind you. 3 hours behind you. So that would be 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in on Wednesday. Thank you, Rob, for coming in there.
Not a problem.
I know that I'm looking forward to it. I know that you're looking forward to it. And the Sweet Manics, and I know the captain's coming down to the studio in a bit now, so you never know, we might just capture a little bit of the captain later on. But thank you, Rob, and I do believe that we have Kelly next online. Kelly, are you there with us?
I am.
How are you doing there,
Kelly? Thanks for taking my call. I'm doing great. Pleasure to finally talk to you.
Good. Finally talk to me? Ooh, that sounds...
Yeah, Mike?
It does. Okay, so you've been waiting for a while, Kelly, have you?
Yeah, just past weeks, but it's fine, so I'm glad to be talking to you finally.
Okay, well, this is why we say, you know, it is important if you want to call in a little bit early, just before the show starts, maybe about 15 minutes before, because then, you know, it's not so busy then, you know? Little secret there, if you can. But never mind, let's get on with today, and what was the reason that you called in for, Kelly?
Definitely want to hear what... what messages you have. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, bear with me a second while I make my link here to the spirit world, okay? And thank you very much. I know I've instantly got a gentleman that's just come straight into the vibration. And I know that this gentleman wasn't a very big man in his build of when he was with us, because I know he's quite slight. And as I'm looking at him there, he seems to be as if he's quite a well-dressed kind of a fella when he was here with us. I know that he would have been quite... See, if I had to put an age on him, I know I would say that he would be maybe around his, I'd say, late 70s of when he passed from this life, okay? Because I know that's the kind of age I'm looking at. I know that's your grandfather, okay. And, okay, let me have a little bit more of him before we analyze who he is. If I said to you, if this is your grandfather, then he would have been a very much down-to-earth kind of a man when he was here with us. Nothing was too much trouble for him. He would always take time out of his day. If you needed anything, then he would be there. I know that he's a very much on-the-go kind of a man. He's very busy in his character-wise. He's very much fussing around you because that's the way he was. He loved life, and he loved those as closest to him about life as well. Okay, he loved you all dearly, he tells me, when he was here with us. But he had a funny kind of way of showing that mind, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kelly, as I'm aware of your granddad, as he links you with us at the moment, okay, he just tells me here to say to you that, you know, it's not all doom and gloom in your life, is it?
Not anymore, finally.
Finally over and done with. And now
mm-hmm.
I can...
A lot of work.
Breathe a sigh of relief there for you, can't I? Because I know that's what I want to say to you. I can now finally breathe a sigh of relief because, you know, it's been a hard journey to get you to where you are now. Is that right?
Very much so.
And if I said to you that where I can finally breathe a sigh of relief there now, you know, you have to hold your head up high, okay, and don't let it affect you. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I know that it's been see, it's the old familiar one that I hear a lot. Don't let your past influence your future, because I know that you've been doing that of late, and it's time that we left what's behind us in the past, all right? And it's time to move on instead of holding on to it. Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. Okay. Now, Kelly, if I said to you that there's something new coming up in your life quite soon, isn't it? You've planned something new, haven't you?
I hope so. I'm working, trying to start everything new, so I've been releasing all the past, trying to get all of the...
Okay, because he tells me here that even though that all this stuff has gone on and you feel quite emotional about it, you feel quite upset and quite hurt about it, I want to say that you know, beyond all that, that you now you can see that there is life after life, okay? I don't mean after death, life after life, okay? I know I want to say that you, it's time for you to shine now. It's time for you to hold your head up high and walk tall and proud because you've got nothing to bow your head about. You understand that, yeah?
Yes.
Now, I know that I want to say that to you as well here, Kelly. See, I'm laughing now because he makes me laugh at him. Now, he had quite a sense of humor when he was useless, didn't he? He's quite the character, Dad.
Yes, very much so.
And I know that there's quite a few things he's saying to me right now. I couldn't really say live on air because I know that my producer would come in and kick me out. Because so he comes forward, you know, and this, you know, the colorful words, I'll say, because I know that that's the way he could have been, especially if he was talking about his own, sticking up for his own, protecting his own. Then he says to me, any angle I had to use to make sure my own was okay, then I would. Okay, and that's what he wants me to say to you. Now, if I say to you that it's been, what's the right word? It's been a heartbreaking journey, isn't it?
Devastating, yes.
Okay. He says to me here that you thought, if I go back in your life, and maybe if I go back maybe about 8 months ago, which would be coming up around the beginning of this year, you thought that you had lost everything. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And because he says to me, going back 8 months ago, you thought that you had lost everything in your life and you felt as if your whole world come crashing down, okay? And it's only now you can see the way forward from that, okay? And I know that he talks to me about looking forward. You've planned things. I don't know if you've planned a move as well, because I know I can certainly see things moving around your life. So I know it's like a home move, I want to say that to you. I want to bring a new attitude here to you as well, because I feel that it's attitude I want to see. So, you know, it's time that you, the word I want to use is hang up them boxing gloves, okay? Because you don't have to fight. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because it's like, you don't have to fight no more, okay? It's time for us to be ourselves. And, you know, what's wrong with your TV then?
Nothing short of the fact that I decided not to watch it anymore. I've kind of just gone in a new direction and changed everything, quite literally. I just want to be, you know, who I'm supposed to be. Soul's purpose kicking in, you know, everything's positive. Totally opposite of what it was 8 months ago. So it's a good thing. So,
okay, that's,
so as far as the TV goes, it was kind of like, I don't want to watch that. It's negative, you know.
Okay, well, he says to me, well, ask him what's wrong with the TV now then. So obviously that he understands there about the TV, that you've either stopped watching it or whatever it is that you've done, okay? But I know that he's been in your life, and he wants me to say to you that he's always been in your vibration since the moment he's passed, okay? And, you know, it's not your mind playing tricks with you. It's mainly you kind of... What's the right word I'm looking for? If you're sensing the spirit world or you are seeing the spirit world, stop thinking it's your mind playing tricks with you. Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah, I've been doubting a lot.
It keeps going in the corner of your eye, doesn't it? And you keep thinking, what's this I'm seeing? And it's, Okay.
Yeah.
You understand where I'm going?
Yes. Yeah, so... Yeah, that's why I'm probably calling you, because I can't hear it from myself yet.
That's okay. Well, you know, instead of put blank in your mind to it and thinking that you're going nuts, okay, try and work with it, because I believe that we're all born in this life with a gift of being psychic, but not all psychics will become mediums, okay? There is a massive difference between a psychic and a medium, okay? But I know that the more that we build on those bridges of a psychic ability, the more that we build in on those bridges to make a spiritual communication, okay? Know that he's very much around your vibration here, Kelly, okay? And I know I have to move on you, but as I'm doing so, see, quickly, I have to go quickly. But there's a lady that's just come into the vibration that says, don't go without telling about me yet, okay? So know that there's a lady that's in the spirit world. And incidentally, I don't feel she's been there all that long, okay? I know that she's quite, I don't want to say recent as in like the last few months. I want to say recent as in the last, not recent like the last few weeks, but the last few months. I want to say maybe she's passed over since this thing has happened in your life, because I know it's been like one thing after another, and this lady's passing hasn't helped much in the way of the way you was feeling. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that one.
Okay. Go into your mum's side of your family. Okay, yeah. We're doing this. Yeah, you got me now?
Yeah, I'm just in this past year. I don't know if anybody passed me.
Well, I believe that this would connect into your mum's side, your family, a minute, okay? So please look in your mum's side. Now, your mum is from quite a large family, is that right? There's lots of them?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. There's
lots of people in your mum's side of the family there, isn't there?
Yes, yes.
Because I know that's where I'm connecting, okay? Please think on it. I'm sure that you will find it, okay? Because I know that maybe it's connecting there with you.
Can I ask one last? I mean, did they say anything about being proud of what I've done? I guess I need to hear that from them.
Oh, most definitely. This gentleman is very proud of you. And I said that in the very beginning, you know, that he's pleased to be able to come forward and know that you have achieved what you've achieved in your life, okay? And, you know, he keeps saying to me, and he's saying to me again now, that, you know, it takes a big person to achieve what you've achieved, okay? And stop feeling as if you're useless. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes. Good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. And remember, if you come
thank
on over
you
to .fm, you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much for your time. You have a wonderful night.
Okay, well, I do apologize there. I'm having a few technical difficulties this end. okay, I believe that we was going to Lena next. Lena, are you there with us?
Is that Leanne or Lena?
No, it's me. I can't read my own writing. Leanne, how are you?
That's okay. This is
Hello?
Leanne.
Okay, I'm going to give it to my guest, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, good. Is it a reading you wanted?
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Good. That's okay. Come on, everyone. Right, okay. Before we got cut off then, who you're on, I had a lovely gentleman with me, right? And as he comes quite close, he doesn't feel a very big gentleman, right, before you pass over, right?
Yes.
And also that I feel as if, before he passed, I feel as if he went unconscious first. He doesn't feel as if he went sudden. I feel as if he went in a coma first, then passed over. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's fine. That's okay. Don't tell me nothing now. Mind, just say yes or no, right? Okay. And also that, I don't know whether you, in a nice way, right, he's, I don't know whether it was you, but it feels as if you said goodbye to him before he went. Does that make sense? So you said goodbye to him before you passed over. Do you understand that bit?
Maybe.
That's fine. That's all right. You know, before he passed then, before he completely went, you seen him before he went over, did you?
Probably.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's all right. Do you understand that, do you?
I'm not sure who you have, so it depends who you have.
Right, that's fine. It feels as if he had, because I feel quite lightheaded, right? But that could be the medication before he passed over. And also that his upper body doesn't feel right. His chest doesn't feel right, right? And also his lungs area, right? But, you know, like when it feels as if, like, it feels as if he had a bad chest for many years before he passed over, right? But like I said, it feels a bit like emphysema before he went over. Do you understand that bit?
I think so.
That's fine, that's okay. And also that, yes, thank you, okay. Do you need your eyes tested, or did this gentleman have trouble with his eyes?
He did.
He did, that's fine, that's all right, because his eyes, I thought, because my eyes don't, I know I wear glasses, but my eyes didn't feel right, right? Yes, come show me. And also that, you'd have sound quite happy on this line, right? But this gentleman's telling me to tell you, I don't know what's going on, but you hadn't been your bubbly self, he's saying. Do you understand?
Yes.
See, that's right. You're laughing. You seem quite bubbly. But
I am, yeah. But yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't mean that, you know, things are really bad around you, but he's telling me you haven't been 100%, right? But
right.
He doesn't give me that worrying feeling, whatever's going on. He doesn't give me that negative feeling. So whatever it is, I think it's just a little, I can't get my words out, hang on.
It's okay.
Well, my words are gone. Was he like that before he passed over? He couldn't get his words out then.
I'm not sure. I was two when he died.
That's fine. That's okay. Whatever it is then, it doesn't feel like it's a big stumbling block. It only feels like a little one. Do you understand?
Yes.
So whatever's going on around you, it doesn't feel like a major situation. It only feels like a little thing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's okay. And what did that song mean to you? There ain't no mountain high enough. There ain't no mountain.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been singing that to Mike now before I come
totally
back.
I totally understand that, yeah.
Oh, that's fine, because I was singing that, a microphone.
It was painful, let me tell you.
It's true, yeah. I totally get that, because I'll you're going to make me emotional, but yeah, I sing that to him sometime.
That's all right, because I want to sing that, right? And also that. Yes, come on, show me. And also, he's telling me to tell you as well that you've got to keep smiling, not because that's what gives you the energy, he's saying. Do you understand that bit?
Yes.
Right? I know you, I mean, I've never met you, right? And you sound so cheerful, right? And also, he's telling me to tell you as well that he understands how you feel, right? But you've still got people to talk to around you, mind. So I don't know whether you keep a lot in and you don't talk about things sometimes, but he's telling me you're quick enough for listening to others, aren't you?
Yes.
So he's telling me, let them listen to you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. That's all right. And do you have trouble with your phone socket?
My phone socket.
Yeah, you put your
telephone
adapter, your wire in.
I have trouble with all kinds of electronics.
Oh. Right, because you show me one of them, that's all. So I don't know whether this gentleman's doing it or whether you just have trouble in general, but he wants you to mention that.
Okay.
That's right. And also that, yes, come on, show me. Changing jobs, you?
Maybe.
Ooh, I feel quite excited. And he's telling me he mentioned changing jobs.
Oh, wow.
I can't tell the future, mind, but I feel quite excited. So
Okay.
So, and he's making me smile, so touch wood, he's coming. Okay. So we'll have to hold on to that, right? And also, that's February, does that mean something to you?
Valentine's Day, let me think.
Hang on now, Lee. You're talking to this lady about Valentine's Day. You're singing to her
as
well.
I know why it's not right, is it? That's all right. Also, you mentioned February time, so I don't know whether it's a passing or anniversary or celebration.
Well, my birthday's in March, but February.
That's all right. Hold on to that. That's all right. Hold on. Nothing connected to this gentleman.
Okay.
Hold on to that.
I have a big family. I'm trying to think.
That's all right.
Not sure, but I'm sure there's something there. There's got to be.
Yeah, that's okay. Hold on to that bit, right? And also that... Oh, my God, now. So you know this gentleman I'm talking to? Have you seen him in spirit then?
Yes, I do.
That's all right, because he's telling me it's not your imagination. You've actually seen him.
No, I know it's not my imagination, yeah.
Oh, that's fine. That's all right, because he wants me to... Just to confirm it, because if you like me, even though I still talk to him, I still think it's my imagination sometimes.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying, but yeah. I'm a medium also, so yeah.
Oh, nice. That's what I like then, right? And also that, come on, yes, thank you. what does that mean then? Right, okay. And also that, I don't know what that is now. Hang on now. What are you doing there now then? Right, okay. Right, okay, thank you. You said you were two now when you passed. Now, do you have trouble with his throat as well? Because my throat's gone awful tight.
I do hold in some of the things that I experience.
Right.
Because I also have a regular job.
Right, right, that's fine. So you understand?
Yes.
That's fine, that's all right then, because he wants me to mention that as well. But... thank you very much, young lady, for working with me, and thank you for making me laugh.
Yeah.
But thank you, and thank you for calling in. It's been lovely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much.
Very much, and remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay, Lee. Well, we've seen it through the show. Yeah. I think we've only just got over half hour left, and I'm going to have trouble by you. I'm going to get myself into trouble.
Right.
I can't even pronounce this next name's caller. I think it's... Actually, I'm going to let the caller just tell me what their name is.
I can't even see.
Are you there with us?
The glasses on.
Yes, hello?
Can you just pronounce your name for me?
Yeah, it's Venera.
Venera.
Yeah.
Well, hi, and welcome to MikeSpirit.fm or even in Blog Talk Radio, whichever way that you listen. I do apologize, I can't pronounce your name, but, you know, that's us silly little Welsh lads over here, isn't it?
It's okay. It happens all the time.
Well, I don't feel so silly now. And what was the reason that you came for here?
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call, first of all. I actually was going to just talk about, maybe see if you can tell me a little bit about my career, whether I am in the right track. And I'm looking for a job as an assistant professor, which hopefully will start next fall. So if you have any kind of insight, and if you're getting anything from any one of my close relatives that have passed, or however you get the information, that might be helpful to me. I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, no problem at all. Bear with me a second now while I make my link to the spirit world, okay? And we'll see where we go. Okay, now, I know I'm aware of a gentleman here that wants to link with me, okay? And I know that this gentleman didn't reach a fantastic age when he passed on to the spirit world. I feel as if I want to say to you, maybe 50s went to the spirit world, but I know that that's the age he would have been.
You said 50? He was 50 when he passed?
Yeah, around his late 40s, early 50s, okay?
That's probably my grandfather, yeah. He passed when he was in his 50s.
Okay, don't tell me anymore now, okay, because it's my job to tell you. But I know I want to say to you that this is the gentleman I've got to you with me, and he makes me aware that his passing is really sudden. it wasn't meant for him to go when he did. He believes that he should still be in this life for more time because he left things sorted and finished. And I never had the chance to sort the things I needed to sort out. Do you understand of this?
I understand that he passed very suddenly, yes. And probably there's some things that he may have wanted to sort out with my grandmother, but I'm not so sure because I was just barely born when he passed.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I know that he's with us at the moment, okay, and he's been around your life. Now, as you were speaking earlier on about that, you want to know, you know, are you going in the right direction in your life and everything else? I feel as if I need.
Yeah, it's been very painful for me, so I'm just wondering.
Okay. I know that he wants you to talk to you about that there's a few options open to you, isn't there? It's not just the one about bettering your education and bettering yourself. There's other things that he wants you to talk about. There is other avenues that you could go down. Now, why do I want to say this to you? I want to say congratulations to you for some reason.
Yeah, I finished my doctorate. Nobody in my family has ever done that before, and I have a lot of master's degrees.
Well done. Okay, well, know that he says congratulations, okay?
Thank
I know
you.
Nice. I want to shoot you first of all off him, okay? So that just proves to you that he's been around your life. So why did he talk to me about the certificate? So you've got a certificate now up on your wall, is that right?
I'm sorry?
You have a certificate now about passing your doctor's course, yeah?
Yes.
And that's hanging up on your wall then, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Mm-mm. I don't have it in my hand yet.
Okay. Well, he tells me that it should be hanging up on your wall. Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm quite proud of you from where he is at the moment. But as he comes around your life and he talks to you about different avenues, different options that's open to you, why do I want to talk to you about moving as well? It's not just moving down the road or across to a different state.
Yeah.
You could be moving to a different country altogether, is that right?
Different state. Well, my parents live in London, UK. I live in US, currently in St. Louis. I don't really necessarily see myself staying here for a long time. This is just a year. But I do like to stay in US, but my family is in London. So everybody wants me to move to London, but I really, really don't feel like a fit there. I feel more like a fit in US. So maybe that's what he's referring to.
Well, I don't know. I can only give you the information he gives me. And the information he gives me is that there's an opportunity not just to move to a different state. It's like moving across water. So whether it is London or whether it's a different part of the world, I don't know. But there's an
maybe
opportunity.
Maybe Canada,
yeah. Okay. So he talks to me about the opportunities that's open there for you, okay? Now, I always say and always will say, follow your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling there because that's where the spirit world inspires us. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. See, and he also wants me to talk to you about, are you having trouble with your one foot at the minute then?
With my what?
Foot? With your foot, yes.
No.
Who's the one around you then that's having trouble with your foot then?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe my dad, I'm not sure.
No. Don't be sorry, because I know that I've been told a foot. There's someone that's having trouble with a foot. Now, of where you're living now, there's a few people living there as well, isn't it?
No, I live by myself. I have a studio.
Okay. Well, I know I want to talk to you about that. It's either someone where you live in or someone that you're in contact with all the time because I want to talk to you about the problem with a foot. Okay. Now, obviously, that you've just passed your degree, that you know, you'd be able to sort that out. But I know I want to talk to you about that there's a problem, and it's almost like if I want to just massage my foot a minute because I know that's the thing that he gives me. Okay.
Okay.
You know, all the gentleman's come through for is to prove his existence there to you, to prove to you that there is life beyond death, okay?
And
to prove to you in the spirit world that these people are living on, okay? And they just want you to know that they are behind you every step of the way. Wherever you go from here on in, know that he is going to be behind you, guiding you, protecting you, from the spirit world.
Yeah. I mean, where I live right now is not necessarily the safest city, and I honestly feel like I'm very protected from dangers. But it's been very hard for me in terms of the people and their motivations. Like last year, I couldn't find a job as an assistant professor only because there was so much politics, and I had no protection on that. It was, I felt all alone. I had no, absolutely no help, no assistance whatsoever from this world or the afterworld. So sometimes it's very easy for me to doubt the existence of others because, you know, it was hard. I nearly terminated my own life because of that. It's just really hard. So I'm really hoping that this year when I apply that there won't be any more of those issues that I faced last year.
Well, the only thing I will say to you there, okay, that, you know, I'm not here to prove to anyone that there's a spirit world. All I'm here to do is to show you or to give you a demonstration of what I can or maybe cannot do, okay? And this gentleman has come from the spirit world to prove to you that, that there is life after death, and he's trying to prove his existence to you that way, okay? Now, as I said to you in the beginning, you know, there's options out there. It's up to you to take which one you want to take. Do what you feel is right, okay? Don't be influenced by anyone else or anything else in pushing you in any directions because you must do what you want to do. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I understand that. I was just hoping that, you know, I mean, it's good to know that, that he does see an offer or a job for me, right? Like, is that what he was saying, that he, that because of the fact that there's options, so hopefully I will be able to get something this year. So... That's good. Anything in love, maybe?
Okay, well, there's no one around you at the moment for love.
No.
Okay. Now, see, because whenever you ask me questions like that, I ask the same thing to the spirit world, and I'm being told there's no one with you at the moment. But there have been opportunities over the past 2 weeks.
There was an opportunity?
Yeah, that there has been opportunity with love life the last 2 weeks. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to go on with it, okay, because I know that there's an opportunity to do with love life. It's either coming or it's been, okay? I'm not going to assume nothing, but remember what I've said there to you, and I'm going to have to cut you off there, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Come on to MikeSpirit.fm. We'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. So thank you very much for calling me. Thank you. Okay, and I do believe that we have Jill on next. Jill, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi, Jill. How are you doing?
Okay. My father died 4 years ago. My sister really hasn't kept in touch with me.
Jill, hang on a minute. Let me stop you there. Please don't tell us any information. Is that for us to tell you?
Okay, because I have a specific question. Is that all right?
Yeah, wait a minute now. Let us connect to the spirit world first.
Okay.
Then you can ask us, okay?
You okay
then?
Thank you.
Hey, Jill, how are you?
Good.
Oh, hiya. Are you there, Jill?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, good. So it's a reading now you wanted, wasn't it?
Okay.
Right, okay. Mike, do you want to... Mike, thank you. Okay. Right, did you pass over? Right, thank you. Yes, I will. Right, okay. Slow down there, maybe now. Thank you. See, no one shouldn't have told me that. Right, okay, thank you. I got a... And this lady was there. Right, thank you. I got a gentleman, you know. Now, I don't know whether this is your dad, mind, right? But I got a gentleman with me now at the moment, right? Now, as he comes quite close, I feel as if I can't get my breath. I want to, like that kind of feeling, right? And also that this gentleman, I feel as if he went through a rough time before he went over, right? It feels as if he lost a bit of weight as well before he went over.
Yes.
Do you understand that bit as well?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you? That's fine. And you know when he passed the spirit, I don't know whether this was you now, but there was somebody on his left side because he's holding my left hand. Was that you or was that somebody around you?
I was on his left side.
That's fine. That's okay. Don't tell me too much now, right? Because I feel as if like he was holding his left hand, right? And also that, come on, show me. Yes, thank you. But like I said, he did go through a rough time before he went over, right? And then I sent somebody on his left side. And also, there was somebody that was on his right near his bottom side as well. Does that make sense? So they were near his feet side. Do you understand that bit?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. That's okay. And also, I know you said before we started that he's been over about 4 years, but if this is the same man, you never really let him go, have you?
No.
Do you understand that bit? You still holding him quite close, he's saying. Do you understand this bit?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's okay. And also that, but we all think we should have done more when we lose people, right? But
yes.
You couldn't know more for this gentleman, mind? Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's okay, because he's telling me that, I haven't long lost somebody myself, and we all think that we should have done more, but he's telling me that you couldn't have done no more. Do you understand that bit?
Yes.
Right? Also that... He's telling me to tell you as well that photographs are quite popular when we lose people, right? I don't know what you've been doing with them, but he's telling me to mention photographs. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's fine. And also that, oh, September, what does that mean to you?
That's my daughter's birthday.
Oh, that's okay. He wants you to mention September. And then the March connection?
My sister.
Oh.
Her birthday.
Okay, he's mentioning March. Then he take me to December.
That's my birthday.
Oh, that's okay. He wants you to mention December. And also that... Yes, come on a bit more now. Right, thank you. Yes, I will. And you know, since he's been over this man, things have never really settled around you, have they? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, I don't know. And since, since he's gone over, it's like that... I don't know whether there's still tug-of-war going on or whether things are like... haven't settled, but he's telling me at the moment it's like that, you know, I just feel as if you're getting frustrated and you want to do more, but you can't do no more. Do you understand that bit?
Yes.
But he's telling me to tell you that you haven't let him down, whatever I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's okay. And he's telling me to tell you that it's like that we all talk to him, right? And he's telling me to tell you that at the moment you've got to ride the storm lock and... It's like that. If there's anything more you could do, right, he would probably give me some other road you can go down. But at the moment, there's not much you can do, is there? Do you understand that bit?
Yes.
And he's telling me to tell you that, I mean, I hope whatever I'm talking about will settle down quite quickly. But at the moment, he hasn't shown me things. I think it's still a bit ongoing, isn't it? Do you understand that bit?
Yes.
That's okay. And also that, come on a bit more now. Right, thank you. Yes, I will. But a very deep man, mind, because I don't think he always told you how he felt, did he?
No.
That's okay. And who's Ronnie?
Who, Ronnie?
Yeah, Ronnie. Who's Ronnie? The name Ronnie.
He is the father of my daughter's best friend.
Oh, right. That's all right. You just mentioned Ronnie. I never get very rare. I get names, but certainly once we mention Ronnie. That's all right, right? And also that... Do you want a bit more now? Oh, that's it. And before you come on now, when Mike was talking, do you have trouble with your knee?
Do I have trouble with my knee? Yes.
Oh, that's all right. So I don't know whether you've got to go and see about your knee or whether you have, it's been playing up, but he's telling me you mention your knee. Do you understand that bit?
Yes. Yes.
After he passed the spirit, he's telling me you sat with him for a while as well.
Yes.
That's all right. And he's telling me to tell you that, because... I'm not saying he disbelieved in this, but he had to see things to believe it, didn't he?
Okay, true.
You understand that? And he's telling me that he's very much alive now, mind, and he's telling me he knows what's going on around you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And, come on a bit more. Right, thank you. And also that... Right, okay, thank you. Oh, what's wrong with your window?
What's wrong with my window?
Yeah.
There's my car window won't unroll.
Oh, you just tell me, mention the window. I don't know whether it was a car window or an house window, but you just tell me, mention the window. So you understand that, do you?
Yes.
That's all right, right? He wants you to mention that. And also that, but like I said, whatever you're going through, right, he's telling me you've got to ride the storm and the clouds will clear, look. They always work the same way with me, but he's telling me things. But like I said, there's a little bit to go yet today, whatever he's talking about. Does that make sense? But that doesn't mean things are going to get worse. It's just whatever it is, it's like that you've got a slight climb yet, whatever I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But like I said, he's telling me that you will get up the little climb, like, and then once you're there on top of the mountain, you'll be fine. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But he's aware, whatever's going on, he is aware of it, look. You understand that bit? So he's telling me just keep climbing up now. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take, the little climb, but you will get it, he's saying. Does that make sense? But he is aware what's going on, look, whatever I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes.
But he's, like I said, he's very much alive. He's a lovely man. Do you understand that bit? And, yes, go on a bit more. And also that, right, hang on then. Right, okay. Right, show me again. Right, okay, thank you. Right, okay, thank you. I don't know whether you give him this now, whether you have it. Why does he show me a cross for? Do you have his cross?
No, I don't.
Do you understand why he showed me a cross?
Nope.
No. That's funny. He didn't show me a chain, he just showed me a cross. So that doesn't mean nothing else, do you?
Nope.
No, that's all right. He just showed me a cross for some reason. Because I got a cross on, but he showed me a cross.
Might be a cross on my mother's gravestone, maybe, I think.
He just showed me a cross, that's all. I don't know what that...
A small one.
That's okay. That's all right, but... thank you very much, young lady. I hope I've answered your question, what you wanted to know.
No, actually you didn't. I do. Can I still ask it?
If you want to, carry on.
My sister's coming this coming weekend for a wedding. She always stays here. She's staying with her girlfriend, and she's just going to fit me in. And it's very hurtful. Why?
Right. Say that again. I'm sorry. Your sister's coming to stay.
She's coming into town for a wedding. She's going to be here for 4 days instead of staying at the house with me like she has in the past. She's staying with her girlfriend, and she's going to fit me in her schedule. And it's very hurtful because she really hasn't connected with me since my dad died.
Right, with you. Right.
Why?
Because you haven't done nothing wrong with you.
No.
You haven't done nothing with you. That's what I mean. To some extent, you haven't done anything wrong.
But why isn't she staying here?
Yeah. Come on, friend, show me. Right, okay, yes, I will. Right, okay, thank you, I will. Oh, do you know what? I wish I could give you the answer, right? But I'm only being truthful. He hasn't given me the answer because he's drawing back from me for some reason. But I wish I could give you the answer, but... Sometimes I can't tell the future and I can't give the answers. Does that make sense? But I didn't feel as if you'd done anything wrong, otherwise they'd have mentioned it. Does that make sense? But I wish I could give you the answer.
If I come in there, Jill, if I said to you that this has been like a build up to this for the last couple of weeks, that would make sense there too, wouldn't it? It's been like as if telephone conversations have stopped as much, where it would be like regular, and now it's kind of like distant and. Because I feel as if I'm pulling away, and that's the reason why Lee felt this man pulling away, and I believe that's what he was giving him. Because you have felt personally yourself that they have pulled away a bit at the time away from you, is that right?
Yes.
And see, that's why that he comes in and starts pulling away. And see, if I said to you that you've kind of confronted your sister about this, but you've got no answers, is that right?
In the past I have, but not since he died.
Okay, because I'm being told about confronting her, asking her, okay? It's all very well you asking Leah and myself and asking the spirit world, but I believe that your sister's going through some kind of, I don't want to say difficulty, but I know that she's going through some kind of issues with herself at the minute, and I feel that that's why that there's like a kind of a bridge between the two of you. It's not what you've put there. I believe that's what other people has put in your way. It's not even your sister's fault. I don't believe she's done anything wrong. No. But I believe it's what other people has put in front of the two of you that it's like built a little barrier up. And it's up to you two to bring this barrier down. Because of when this man was with us in this life, he was very strong. He was the kind of man that wouldn't allow nothing bad to happen to his family. No. He didn't want any hurt to come to his family. And this is what he wants me to say to you right now about, you know, it's up to you two to break them barriers down. Because if he was with us, he would be doing that there for you, okay? And obviously that he's now in the spirit world, that physically he can't do much about it, but he wants you two to stand together. You kind of know the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. That makes sense there to you, doesn't it?
Okay.
Okay, and I want you to, when your sister kind of fits you into a schedule, sit her down, have a chat to her. Because, as I said, it's nothing that you've done, it's nothing she've done. I believe that other people have had an influence in this work that's going on at the minute, okay? Mm. But bring those barriers down between you. Work together, because that's what you always used to do, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Jill, I hope that's answered your question, because I know that we have to move on
thank
here.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you so much. I know you spent a long time with me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I always spend the time with those that need it and everything else. So, well, you know, thank you very much for calling to Mike Spirit FM here, okay? And if you want a copy of that reading, go into my archives a little bit later on. I know that we have to go to a short commercial break right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that would be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm. For a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, I believe that we have Jane online. Jane, are you there with us?
I am. Hello, good evening.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
If it's evening with you, you must be in the UK, is that right?
I am. Yes, I am, yeah.
Well, it's nice to talk to somebody from the UK as well. What part of the UK are you from here, Jane?
I'm in Surrey.
In Surrey? Oh, not too far away from us, really. In Wales, are you?
No.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for here, Jane?
I just wanted to see whether, whatever you could get, really, to be honest, just to see if you can make any connection at all. I don't have a specific question or anything like that. I just wanted to see what comes up.
Okay, no problem at all. Let me make my link to the spirit world here, and we'll see where we're going, okay? okay. I know I've got a lady that lies down a minute, okay, which suggests that that's the way she would have been towards the end of her life, as if she's lying down, so she would have been confined to a bed or something there because I'm lying down. She makes me aware that she would have spent maybe the latter part of her life like that before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, I certainly want to say that to you as well that certainly hospitals, because I know machinery that beeps in the background, so I know that she would have passed in the hospital when she was here with us. I certainly want to say that to you that before she left this life, you would have went to go and visit her, because she talks to me about they came to see me before I passed on to the spirit world. Does that make sense there to you, Jane?
There's two people that I've got in mind. It's just what you're saying about the machines. I'm not too sure which one of the two I'm thinking of, you know?
Okay, well, whenever the spirit world gives me a machine, see, that's how I know it's a hospital, okay?
Okay, carry on then.
They have this wonderful way of working with me that I can understand them, okay?
Okay.
So machinery represents hospital, okay?
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
She passed in the hospital, okay? She also makes me aware to say to you that she would have lost a little bit of weight before she passed home as well. And I know as well that she makes me aware that, excuse me, hang on a minute. I have this dog with me and he's going a little bit nuts here. It's my lovely little boxer dog.
That's not me, mate.
And if you listen to the Captain Quincy show, he thinks he's the ship's dog and he's not.
It's been quite interesting for animals tonight.
Okay. Well, I know that she communicates around my life at the moment, and she wants me to say that she's been around your vibration, okay? Now, for some reason, see, I know that you are connected to the spirit world yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Because she says to me that you were able to connect with us, and you have connected with us in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm being told that you sometimes kind of doubt yourself sometimes. It can come that close. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, because she said that it's come that close, that you've seen them. Is that right?
Not actually sort of seen them, but I've seen kind of, you know, actions before. Okay. Do you know what I mean? I've seen things.
That's fine.
Move.
I'm not going to change what I get. She says, you've seen us. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's either in your sleep state that you've seen them, and it's like so real. Okay, that's fine. See, because I know that you've seen them. Okay, and I know whenever a medium works, we need to be in an altered state of consciousness. That's why, you know, me and Lee, we work well together, because the pair of us are half asleep by you. You know, because we are in an altered state of consciousness, you know. And I believe that that's where we are when we're sleeping. So know that when this lady communicates there with you, when she's that close there with you, okay, that she is giving you that wonderful thought of, we are still around in your vibration. But you have to stop you have to stop doubting yourself. I know as well, I need to say to you that you have to move on with your life, okay? Don't let no one pull you down, because I know that there's been lots of that in your life there, Jane, isn't it?
There is, yeah.
And there's been lots of people that's been trying to tell you what you can and can't do as well, is that right?
Ish, yes, yeah.
And I know that there's been lots of emotion in your life as well, isn't
it? Oh, bucket loads.
Because I'm aware of lots of emotion, okay? And as I'm aware of this emotion, I want to say that to you, come on, girl. Drop your tears. There's no need for any of it, okay? And I believe that's what I want to say today to you off this lady, okay? So what I mean by that, there's no need of it. When she was here, she must have been a very strong lady in her character, and she wouldn't have allowed things to get to her like you've allowed things to get to you. Is that right?
Yeah, if it's who I'm thinking of, yes, that would be right, yeah.
See, because, you know, in their own way, that they have a way of telling us, don't they? Okay. I know I have to end it quite soon there with you, because I know my time has run out. Okay.
Okay.
But I know I want to say here to you, okay, the spirit will is forever walking by the side of you. Whenever you feel the need for them to come around, ask of them and they'll come. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I know as you've been waiting on the phone lines to come through to us, that I want to say to you that you've been asking for this lady, or you've been asking for someone in the spirit world to particularly come through and come close there to you, to give you this guidance. Is that right?
That's spot on, yeah.
Good, okay, because they tell me that they've been there, they've been listening, they've been waiting. And, you know, hold your head up, I go, and walk forward.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Jane, for calling.
Thank you very much.
You know, come on, Expert FM, and have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Okay, Lee, you know, we at the end of the show, almost.
Yeah, it's been lovely, isn't it?
And you said to me at the beginning, Mike, we can't do 2 hours.
I know, I've flown by.
We'll never be able to fill in the time, you said.
I know.
And I said to you, Lee, trust me.
Yes.
You look at the clock and it'll be 9.
We go in. I was going to say.
You look at the clock again and it'll be 9:45.
I know. I was going to say, I'm on Facebook. I forgot to mention that, aren't I?
Well, you need to mention that right now.
Yes, I'm on Facebook. I am.
So you can find Lee on Facebook under the name LeighGamesOn.
That's it. You got it right this time, Mike.
I got it right. That's because I got it in front of me. So, you know, find Lee on Facebook, Lee Gameson. And don't forget, you know, if you want to come and watch me and Lee demonstrate our abilities together live, you can do that at Trekenneth Community Centre, which is not far from the studio, Lee.
No.
It's on Wednesday, the 16th of November. Doors will open at 7:30 p.m. and we will start at 8 p.m. There will be raffles and refreshments available, all on sale at the door, all for a wonderful charity, for the Trekenneth Youth Club charity. And tickets are only, and I say only, at £4, Lee. So if you want the numbers you need to contact Sarah on for them tickets. The number is 029-2085-1224. Or contact Sarah on 0753-211-3491. That's Sarah for those tickets. But before we go, Lee, I know we've got a few minutes left here, and I really want to have a chat to you for 5 minutes. Well, we haven't got five, we've got about 3. But, you know, I really want to have a chat with you, Lee, about you know, well, first things first, will you come on again?
Yes, that'd be great. I enjoyed it.
And so, you know, I look forward to having Leon again as a guest. And as I said, keep your ear to the ground because there might be some more stories about
Don't
Lee.
Let me go, you.
About Lee Gainson, you know. I'm not going to say much more on that,
no,
Lee, but,
no.
You know, keep listening in. Keep checking on to the website as well, because the website will actually give you more information. And the website is www.mikespirit.fm. And as I said, incidentally, if you listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, come over and listen to us on mikespirit.fm. I bet, I guess there's not much difference. Sound quality.
No.
I suppose there's no difference. But remembering I do another show on a Thursday, which is called Spiritual Connections with Mike Davis. And I've just been told by my producer it's exactly the same, which I thought it would have been me.
yeah.
You know, but Spiritual Connections right here on mikespirit.fm. That's on a Thursday at 6:30 UK time, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But remembering our big news that we announced a little bit earlier on today in the show, that we have a special night coming this Wednesday. This Wednesday, right here, it's with all the hosts of MikeSpirit.fm, all in one room together. Oh my God, Lee, this is going to be amazing. Can you imagine me and the captain together for
captain.
One? And then, oh, Rob. And then it's going to be the Street Manix. And, oh, it's going to be a night to remember. So remember everybody that's called in. And just quickly, I must say to you that you would normally have the Realms of Spirit radio show up next with Rachel Park Delaney. Unfortunately, Rachel's not going to be with us tonight. But for me and Lee, it's good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.